So that kind of takes me to a dream I had last night. So I was wearing a fedora, which is one of the old gangster hats, if you don't know. And I was walking with an old putter, like a cane.
Oh, you were using a cane as a, or a putter as a cane?
Yeah. Okay. So just imagine me walking with a fedora and a putter as a cane.
Just all pimped out. I got you.
I guess. And so I went to a convenience store and there were these guys outside that looked a little, you know, are you as the kids say, sus.
They were sus.
So I walked in and I don't know what I did there, but I walk out and there's this girl. I think it was like a girl that I had grown up with or something, or like from my neighborhood or something like that. And she was nervous to go because she didn't trust these guys. And I was like, I'll walk you. And I had the fedora.
I got my putter.
And the putter. And like I was walking like really intimidatingly with it. And then the second I woke up, I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
you want to go golfing?
And people would be laughing their asses off at me if I were actually walking around like that.
Welcome back to Just Weirdly Blended. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tom.
That a little mumbly. It sounded mumbly. I'm Jesse.
Stumbles out.
But anyway, welcome back to another episode of Just Weirdly Blended. How's everyone doing?
Hello.
Speak up. I can't hear you. I do that in my meetings. I'll be talking. Like,
to unmute?
No. To my tech meetings, but there no one talks ever.
Yeah.
And so I always crack a little... I'll say little jokes or I'll say probably inappropriate stuff. Kind of like Michael Scott.
Never inappropriate. No.
Not as quite Michael Scott-ish, but there's sometimes I'll say stuff and I'm like, I probably should have said that.
That's what she said.
I've used that
so one. So you guys are watching The Office now.
Yeah, I started watching it last night. So I'm like on episode, I don't know, six maybe. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we're almost done with the first season, which is six episodes. So
it's very easy to get through everything.
Yeah. It's like they feel 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You know. It seems short, but it's so funny.
It is very funny.
But yeah. I think one you guys should check out, or I think at least you, and I've told you about this one, but there's a movie that's done that same way. Mm-hmm. And then they got show What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah.
But they're vampires and shit.
Somebody else, I think it was my cousin's husband, has watched it and liked it a lot, I think.
Yeah, it's fucking great. That and... Our Flag Means Death is, I highly recommend that one. That is such a good show.
Pirates.
They're pirates, but it's so funny because one guy's a pirate. He's always wanted to be a pirate, but he's like a Shakespeare theater guy.
Yeah, you're saying like.
And so he takes, he wants to live that life.
But he doesn't know how.
Yeah, it's so good. But it's actually really.
So.
It's a really well done movie and the acting's good and it's. Once you it's funny, but then you see this story and you're like, oh, okay, that's kind of a sweet show.
So that kind of takes me to a dream I had last night. So I was wearing a fedora, which is one of the old gangster hats, if you don't know.
Yeah.
And I was walking with an old putter, like a cane.
Oh, you were using a cane or a putter as a cane?
Yeah. Okay. So just imagine me walking with a fedora and a putter as a cane.
Just all... pimped out. I got you.
I guess. And so I went to a convenience store and there were these guys outside that looked a little,
are you
as the kids would say, sus.
They were sus.
So I walked love that in word. And I don't know what I did there, but I walk out and there's this girl. I think it was like a girl that I had grown up with or something, or like from my neighborhood or something like that. And she was nervous to go because she didn't trust these guys. And I was like, I'll walk you. And I had the fedora.
I got my putter.
And the putter. And I was walking really intimidatingly with it. And then the second I woke up, I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
you want to go golfing?
People would be laughing their asses off at me if I were actually walking around like that. It would not be intimidating at all.
They would probably,
they might think I was nuts.
So that's the intimidating factor. They probably would
think that I was absolutely insane.
They would. That'd be the intimidating factor. I was
looking at them as I'm walking with my little cane.
All being a gentleman.
Putter cane. It was weird.
Although funny, that would actually be a sick ass cane, to be honest.
Kind of would.
Yeah.
I mean, it's normal to walk with a putter that way. It feels natural, but
because it's already
to do it in an intimidating way.
It would have to actually not be a mallet putter, but.
Right. No, it's like one of the old school, because I actually have the putter that was in my dream. It was my grandfather's old putter.
It's wood.
Oh, maybe it was my grandfather. Maybe my grandfather's talking to me in a dream.
So it's funny you say dreams, because I just watched a movie called
Inception.
Before I Wake. Right.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And basically, this movie is this husband and wife lost their kid, so they want to adopt. And they adopt this kid that has. He's been through the system. He's younger. Mm-hmm. He's been through like a bunch of foster kid parents.
Right.
But the
all of them have died.
But the mom, she's having a hard time dealing with obviously her son's actual death. Right. Because it was like it was sus the way he died. You know. I think he drowned or something.
Super sus.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. This is from 2016.
You're supposed to know.
This is an old movie.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it by now, we don't have to say spoiler alert.
Yeah, I just watched it for the first time. So
sometimes movies aren't worth
So yeah, Alicia had a coworker kind of recommend it.
Yeah.
Little sus on that one. The concept of the movie was great, actually. Yeah. Like, it was good. The
scary
acting
kid.
Sucked, but, like,
sure.
The kid was terrible. I was like,
were there any known actors in it, or was it all, like, B-roll actors?
Yeah. I mean, there might be some that, like, so the dad, like, the foster dad looked familiar. He kind of looked like, what's the guy's name? His name escapes me now. But he played in the movie The Punisher. He's been in a lot of movies. You know
him. Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about. Don't know his name, but yeah,
I
know.
I can't remember. Anyway, there's a scene where she's like at a like kind of like a Mom. AA meeting style, like like a what do they call that when it's not an intervention, but she's in a group therapy session,
like Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah, right? But it's for like, you know, a grievance group kind of thing.
Oh, not alcoholic at all, just a grievance.
Grievance. I couldn't think of the word.
So no drug or substance abuse problems. Wouldn't that be a twist, though? Mom kills the kid when she's drunk on accident?
Actually, it would have been cooler.
It would have actually made more sense.
I actually thought they were going that route.
It's actually the spirit of the kid inside of this kid.
So I thought they were going that route where it was like she murdered her kid. Like, that's what I was thinking.
And it's the spirit coming back.
But shit. Vengeance. My headphones. No. Not like I need them, but...
Hey, yeah.
It just looks cool. No, we can hear and do stuff. Anyway, so the movie, though, there's a scene where she's in this therapy group and they're kind of like sharing their stories or whatever. And she's talking about this dream she had because this kid, he can dream and what he dreams comes to life, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so there's these he's into butterflies. So butterflies are flying around the house. He ends up asking about their son and stuff.
Oh, no.
Well, lo and behold, here comes her son comes walking down the stairs. But it's just a dream of, it's him physically. She can touch him.
Yes. But it's only a figment of the little boy's imagination.
Yeah. So his interpretation. And so she tells the person this, like, yeah, no, it was really him. Yeah. Because, you know, and like, no one's going to fucking believe you.
Nancy's going a little nuts.
But he goes, I know you think it was your son, but he basically says dreams, a lot of times the things in your dreams are like, they're an interpretation of you.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So it's like, so like seeing him was actually, it's her, a version of herself as a young boy. I don't know.
Remember when you were a young boy, man.
So that was kind of like the main thing. It was like, in your dream, when you dream of like something weird like that, a lot of times it's actually a reflection of who you are.
Sure, like an aspect of your personality or something you're trying to work through.
So you're trying to be your grandpa.
I've heard this. Yeah. I'm trying to be my grandpa.
Yeah, there you go.
It all circles back.
But no, so.
And a mobster.
So when you talked about the dream, that kind of reminded me of that movie, actually.
Right.
Because in the dream, there's a monster. And so in the dream, after I heard that, I was like, okay, this is probably an interpretation
of her.
Of either the kid, because the kid had a mom at one time.
And so hold on.
It was crazy.
So, but the monster the mom could see and touch?
Oh, no. Yeah. Anything this kid dreamt, if he was asleep.
So it was, if we take what the guy told her as important information for us as the audience to have, then it was something inside of her, the monster that killed her kid because she was drunk. And drown him.
Yeah. Well, that's she's it. Had this kid.
What if it was just a brilliant movie?
No, it was not.
Too many things.
So, because the kid lost his mom, and so yeah, no, it was an interpretation of something else. But yeah, I was just like, okay, when he says that, then you know, you think, yeah, oh, it's an interpretation. Cheeky's like, you know, you guys got to really pay attention to this movie, because she watched it and she liked it, but I didn't like the movie, to be honest. Like, after the movie was over, I was like,
eh. Movies have to be made well.
It does, because the monster, because it was the kids, this kid always had the monster, like the dream of this monster. And this monster, it would have been scarier if they wouldn't have showed it as much, and they wouldn't give it, you know, like you say, they gave it away, you know?
Yeah.
Because what he would do is he would actually kill you, and for real, like, they would see the monster and it like kill the kid, right?
Yes.
And it killed the lady's husband. And there's a scene where all of a sudden she's like, release the baby, you know, release the kids, like, yeah, towards the end of the movie. I'm spoiling this.
And they're like, well, who cares?
Well, no. And then you see this lady pop out of the cocoon of that the monster kept her in. I don't know, whatever. She comes out of the wall. It's stupid.
Okay, that's it.
Well, yeah.
Pennywise wraps the girl up in the...
Well, so it's so dumb because... Yeah. And then you're like, well, where... You see the person at the end of the movie, like one of the ladies, and you're like, okay, well, where are they?
Yeah.
Because they don't show it ever again.
Huh.
I'm like, wait a minute. So she tells this kid, no, you know, you can make anything happen. So your mom is somewhere like this, or your, you know, so-and-so, that little boy wakes up at home. And so they show a scene where this little boy wakes up back in his bed. And then I'm like, what about
in the house where he was taken from
because
of the trauma?
There's a scene where the little boy, he tries to keep himself awake.
You were right, because he's terrified of his dreams.
Yeah, because he knows what his dreams will do.
Which that makes him more psychotic, so when he does sleep, he's getting more crazy.
He's a sweet kid. He's not like a psycho kid. Yeah, but he just knows that dream is like, that monster in his dream comes all the time, and he's like, they'll take him. They'll take you. Well, he's dreaming this bully of a kid comes in the classroom, because the teacher, by the way, he's in the school. The teacher's being a bitch. And she's like, well, you can just sit in here and sleep, or you can just sit in here.
This is a real scene. This isn't in a dream.
And she turns the lights off. And me and Elise say, why the fuck is she turning the lights off on the little kid in the room by himself, in the classroom by himself? Leaves him in the classroom by himself. Turns off the fucking lights like a bitch.
He falls asleep.
The bully comes in. And then all of a sudden, the monster
eats the bully.
Yeah. Eats the bully. Well,
I thought it wasn't real, though. It was just a perception, right?
It is. But when it's a perception of his dreams come to life.
Right.
And so the monster in the dream can kill people for whatever reason.
Until the boy wakes up, then it evaporates.
It does. Gotcha. But the kid's gone, though. Right.
The bully.
The bully's dead. Right.
Good.
Or you think.
Is the bully like on the floor dead or just gone?
Gone. He disappears.
That would be cooler.
Because the monster grabs him like this, and then it encapsulates. He like pretty much sucks him in, you know, in a way.
Right.
It's cheesy. Huh. Like I said, the concept's cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, at the end of the movie, she's like, you know, she says release him, because she fixes the kid, right?
So the bully kid comes back?
Well, that's what you think, but then no. I'm like, what about her husband? She didn't give a fuck about him. Like, she tells this story to the kid, okay, the kid, he's going to wake up in his bed. So-and-so's going to wake up here.
And the husband doesn't come back.
The husband, he'll be with his son again. So basically, we'll let my husband, he can stay dead.
What if?
I'm like, you fucking bitch, you're mean. Like, you didn't even care about him.
What if?
I'm telling Lisa, I was like, what a bitch, dude.
The whole movie was her plot to kill her husband. All of it was based
around. She knew about it.
She wanted her husband.
She knew about that foster kid.
She found that foster kid and was like, we want him to, like, are you sure?
The beginning, the first 5 minutes of the movie, it really does catch you, you know?
Yeah.
Because it starts off, it looks like one of the actors kind of looks like Bill Paxton, right?
Okay.
And he's about to kill the little boy in his sleep. Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck is going on? And then he pulls a gun, and all of a sudden,
you know,
it's dark, and he shoots. But he opens the door and he shoots because he couldn't kill the kid, because he's a kid, you know?
Yeah.
And then it shows the next scene and stuff. So it starts off strong.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't.
Man.
And then it finishes not strong.
That stinks.
It was It had a, it was there, and then, like, I do recommend watching it, because I think you will see.
It was, I think I've watched it before, I might have fallen asleep.
It was stupid.
So I have a movie very much connected to that. I think I brought it up before, and I just found it, and I love that it's completely connected to the whole idea. This is a movie called A Deadly Adoption from 2015.
Is that the Lifetime movie you're talking about?
It's a Lifetime movie with Kristen Wiig and Will Ferrell. I'm pretty sure Will Ferrell wears a fake beard in this movie. And the whole idea is they're going to adopt a baby from this girl who's pregnant. So she lives with them. But Will Ferrell's character, I think it was Will Ferrell's character, is afraid of the doc. Because you find out that that's how their kid died was... Maybe that movie was based on this Will Ferrell movie.
I don't know. I think they took some concepts, because you just described what was the movie prior to that you just described about? Was it Boogeyman?
Boogeyman.
You know how he like wraps people up?
Yeah.
Well, because that's what this in that movie they Boogeyman.
Yeah, I was like, I remember the scene because I was, you know, I was younger when it came out, so it was a little bit creepier. You get to in your 30s and nothing just seems that scary anymore. It's like, no. I go to work every day. There's nothing as scary as waking up a boring 30.
My anxiety is scarier than any fucking movie. Yeah. You know what I mean? Shit I think and the shit that happens in my life
I'm
seems
more worried
way...
about my thoughts, though.
No, seriously, like that. Like, I get more anxious watching, like, listening here in my head than I do watching any scary movies now.
Right. Financial news makes me scared.
Yeah, looking at my bank account.
Yeah, running a debit card. That's what scares me.
Yeah, you ain't never been scared.
But yeah, like, I remember the scene where there was, like, his mom or some lady. Like, he's in that, I'm thinking of the right movie. He's in, like, the bedroom, right?
And for this movie?
No, for the Boogeyman movie.
Oh, okay.
You've watched it, right?
No.
Oh, shit. Well, he's...
Might have.
A bedroom. And maybe I'm thinking of... Maybe I think of another movie, but he's in his bedroom, if I recall, and there's like all of a sudden an old lady there, and it's kind of like a jump scare type thing,
okay,
and she's scary, and that was terrifying at the time. But then at the end of the movie, they show Boogeyman, but he's like, it's a really, really bad cartoon made by a computer.
That's how this was.
He's like getting sucked away. But it just looks stupid, and you're like, that ruined everything.
Oh, as soon as I seen the scary monster... The scary monster, because it was like an alien-ish, like, but then it looks like it's like human, but it's like alien look because it's bald, but it looks like it has like a skeleton face.
Right.
Stupid. And as soon as I see it, I was like, are you kidding me? That's a scary monster. And I don't know if sometimes I think too, having like these newer TVs, high def, it kind of makes things look. I know the picture quality looks really good, but it looks cheesy.
But that's where then go back old school.
Well, yeah.
Do prosthetics and don't do computer shit.
Because it looks too computery.
So that's I said it before, that's my complaint with It too. I love the It series. I'm not going to shit on the movie because it's a good movie.
Yeah.
But too much doubling down on the same thing that was done before. And too, like the old lady scene. Where, you know, Bev goes back to her childhood home.
Yeah.
Great. Up until the point that she becomes a giant monster.
Oh, God.
She looks like a cartoon.
In the apartment.
It's not real. It's creepy when the old lady's all of a sudden, like, naked and, like, shuffles across. Like, stick with that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
stick with the tension building. Make it where you can't see the old lady. And, like, the camera slowly is zooming in. Like, the old lady's getting closer to Bev. And Bev's trying to get to the door, but you get the sense that she's not going to make it in time. Stick with that kind of scare.
Something that's going to like keep you on the edge.
There is so much more. The one movie that I feel, and maybe with more, like you said, like higher def TVs, it wouldn't work. But The Babadook was one horror movie that nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
You know, I've never watched it. I hear it's good.
It is. In my opinion, it's one of the few truly cinematic. Like,
yeah,
it's
I actually hear that.
It is a good movie, just period.
Cheeky watched that and she said that's really good.
You don't really ever get a chance to make exactly what the monster looks like. You get snippets of pieces.
That's
perfect. So your brain then has to put that together. It's that simple. Humans by nature are more afraid of what we don't understand than what we do, right?
So
let the audience do the work.
Well, that's the best. Like, and we've talked about that
listen
before.
To me, I made so many great movies.
Yeah.
Listen to me. I don't know shit about movies. I feel like I'd be very good at making a very shitty movie.
You could,
but like this Londo's movie got all the
if
equipment.
If I think it would have been a little better if they wouldn't have showed the creature, or at least
I can guarantee it.
Or if they would have showed like shadows or something where you know, like you said, your brain has to do the work. What does this look like?
Again, with it, they do the when its fate smells. Didn't need it.
Yeah,
didn't need it. The big Paul Bunyan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, stupid. I get that it's stuff from the, like, the Paul Bunyan thing is from the book.
Yeah.
So I get it. There's a way to do it, but you got to do it in a way where it's like,
yeah, this
I don't
know,
different.
Like, you see why the monster looks the way it does. Uh-huh. So I see why they kind of show it, but I still think they could have done a better job.
Yeah.
But you see why, like, towards the end of the movie, you see why, you know?
Yeah.
So I won't ruin that, but yeah, it's just, don't show it, like, especially so early on in the movie. I checked out quick though.
Yeah,
it was just like, I was like, this ain't scary. Like, I don't think it's meant to be a scary movie.
Sure,
and if it is,
not a very good one.
Hit the mark. That bitch sucks.
There was a movie I watched like 20 years ago. I was in college at the time, called Dead Birds, and I haven't watched it recently. The first time I watched it, it was terrifying.
Dead Birds? I've never heard of that.
Yeah. So it was like a Civil War era movie. filmed in the Civil War. No. It's like, it's modern, but of course it was set during that time. I think it was like supposed to be right after the Civil War.
It's no talking.
there's nothing. It's just people like falling on stage. And
during the Civil War, did they have movies or was it silent films?
At most, it would have been silent films, but I think silent films came even after that.
Sorry,
I think they would have had photographs. Like, they just kept... Back then, that was probably the first time they had... they had the little spinny thing with a candle inside. Yeah.
So, Dead Birds. But
Dead Birds. So, I think it's like just immediately after the Civil War, maybe. And it's this group of bank robbers that have to hide out, and so they find this old plantation to hide out on after a robbery goes bad.
Okay.
And so they're hiding out there and craziness ensues. And it was one of those movies where there's like a point where they go into the deep explanation and things aren't as scary. This is kind of like but it wasn't bad. But like, I remember being so creeped out the first time I watched it, because there's children in this movie.
Children are creepy.
And it was naturally like the perfect build up tension, and then you just show like this itty bitty clip, and they use darkness in certain places of the face.
Perfect.
It was like, yeah, it was great.
I wish they would have done something like that.
You
where
need
they
to build up tension way longer than you actually show the scary thing, because the scary thing is never as intense as the tension.
Yeah, I want to say like 40 minutes, maybe less, into the movie, you get to see this thing, and you're like, after I seen it, I was like, meh.
Yeah.
But even just the acting was just not that great. The little boy that was the main actor, I guess. Trash. Sorry, kid. Oh, you got to work on it.
I don't want to sleep, Mom.
I just love you guys. And then he calls her mom at the end. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. She's like, you can call me Mom. He's like, I love you, Mom. I'm like, bruh. Oh. You've known her for fucking 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Literally, it's probably been a month.
But we've survived trauma together.
Yeah. The kid's going to be like traumatized for sure.
No, he's better now.
You know, we were so during Christmas time, I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast or if I talked to someone else about this or if I talked to you off the podcast, but we were talking about the movie Home Alone.
Yeah.
I was with Leo.
I think we did maybe talk about it.
Yeah. His trauma.
Yeah.
The trauma he has to deal with that no one will ever know about.
No one ever thinks. Like, in the moment, of course, he was in survival mode, so there was no trauma. But like, after the fact, his family left him twice.
Twice.
He was
unless
left
you watch
alone.
Number three, then again.
And then again, but he's a different kid. That was a mistake.
That kid should have sucked. That's a shitty actor, too. Sorry. Like, I would suck.
Yeah,
I'd be in the shitty actor category myself.
I would be such a good actor.
You would be so much better than me.
If I had to play a kid left at home, I would nail it. He's like, he survives a guy about to bite his fingers off. Does anybody really think about just how freaky that is?
That's freaky.
That he's going to bite his fingers off one at a time, and the only thing that saves him is that old guy clips him over the head.
I just think how gross. Like,
I know. I'm going to gnaw your finger off like one at a time.
What if he didn't and he just started sucking his finger?
Whoa! That what is movie molested. Is it? It's the worst,
scariest movie.
God. We're the Sticky Bandits. That gives Sticky Bandits a whole. Ugh. All right. Well, enough of that.
They were the Sticky Bandits.
They were in the second one.
Oh, that's
the
right.
The first one, they were the Wet Bandits. He would just stick his hand in the coins.
So stupid.
With the Sticky
I love
Bandits.
Those movies, though.
His hand gets stuck on the lady's butt.
Those are such good movies.
I love it.
Oh, Or he pinches the girl's butt and then blames it on
them. Yeah. Yeah. Did you see, have you seen any of the mistakes in the Home Alone movie?
No.
There's one where Joe Pesci yells, Harry, I'm Harry. I'm not doing it justice, but it was very funny coming from Joe Pesci.
So, oh, fuck.
Joe Pesci's great.
No, yeah.
Do you know when he was making that movie, he had a rule. They could not call him to set before 11 a.m. because he golfed every day.
Seriously?
Yeah, for real. That was
Did he use kid clubs?
In his contract. I don't know, he used mobster clubs, I think.
Are you fucking talking to me?
One of the funniest things I've heard about golf, by the way, Blanca, she's kind of on her second round of watching Modern Family.
Oh, okay.
So if you never watched it, it's a pretty funny show. So, like, I haven't watched every episode with her, but if it's on, like, I'll sit and watch because I've seen the whole thing a few times.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's an episode where their son, Luke, works at a golf course. Uh-huh. And the sister, Haley, gets a job at the golf course, and he's kind of her boss. And she's with this one old lady, like, not really doing her job. She's supposed to be the cart girl delivering alcohol. And her brother has to talk to her because he's her boss. She pulls her aside and goes, Haley, you can't let them get sober. They'll realize this game's a total waste of time.
You need to do a real job.
As a golf lover, I laugh so hard. The kid's delivery of that line, and then also just like, the funny idea of have to be drunk to make the game make sense. It was a great line.
I get it because I love golfing and
we can't let them get sober. They'll realize it's a waste of time.
It really kind of is.
You're trying to get a little ball in a hole. It's a hard skill to have.
It is hard and it's frustrating. I've tossed a club 30 feet. I watched this video. This guy.
Yeah.
My buddy Nick sent, I don't know if Nick or our friend Chris sent it, but it's this clip. This guy's pissed and he's snapping every one of his clubs
and then throws them all into the woods.
Yeah. I was like, fuck.
Yeah. You gotta have money for that.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if that stuff's.
I still play with my uncle's hand-me-down clubs. There's a lot of setup type stuff, I think.
Yeah. My buddy Nick just got new clubs and because he's had his since he was in high school.
Yeah.
Right. And so his wife was like, no, go ahead and buy some.
Yeah.
He's like, for real?
When I get to the point, like when the kids are old enough and I do buy some kind of membership somewhere and Blanca is more like, yeah, I want you out of the house more.
Yeah.
That point, I'm going to start really playing a lot. And then
does she ever want you out of the house though?
Not much.
Yeah. My wife don't want me out.
For some reason, the wives really like us around. Shane Gillis had a really funny joke. I watched his latest special a couple times, actually. And he was talking about living with his girlfriend now. Uh-huh. And he's talking about, like, when he's done with sex, he just wishes that she would evaporate. And he's like, oh, what? Like, okay. Yeah, no, I'm wrong. You guys are right. Playing Xbox by yourself sucks.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Poof.
Oh, it's funny.
No.
That guy's funny. Watch Shane Gillis.
What was that on? Like,
Netflix.
Oh, Netflix?
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. Beautiful Dogs is the name of the special.
I'll have to check it out.
So it's pretty.
I don't know why he reminds me more of your brother than you remind. You and your brother look alike,
he's definitely more in the vein of my brother, I think. But if we look back just a few generations in our family, there's a connection somewhere.
There's got to be. You guys look very.
We've got a very
familial.
He's taller. He's, he's got the weak chin. He says he's got, I won't say what he says. He just watches stand-up, but he's funny. He is a funny guy.
Another movie I actually watched, too, actually, is called The Creator, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah?
It was about AI taking over.
It was about God?
No, I mean, it had probably a God concept, I guess, in a sense.
Do you think the God creator feels the way about us that we feel about AI?
Could be.
They're like, God was warned, like, once you start,
they're gonna
you're not going to be able to control them. He's like, whatever. I wrote the code, and then here we are blowing each other up. It's like, fuck.
He's like, I'm about to have to, like, delete. Is that what the end times would be, him deleting the code?
It's like, delete. Well, according to a video I saw this morning, There's a lot of evidence that we do not live in a real world. We live in a
simulation.
Simulation.
I've actually just seen, when I was looking for our question of the week, I actually seen that.
The world's flat.
Do you think we live in a simulation was the question?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I kind of sometimes like that because then you'll see a bird just fluttering in midair.
Yeah.
Just sitting there, looks paused.
But then you find out the wind's blowing and it's trying really hard to fly.
It's just stuck there, especially around here.
Yeah. I mean, here it's a daily occurrence.
Dude, it's been pretty fucking cold here.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday was like,
we were at zero yesterday morning.
Yeah. It was
Fahrenheit.
It's not zero Fahrenheit. Quite as cold as negative 26 or something over there in Kansas City. Yeah, but it's
Kansas City. Come on. Like, you know where you live.
You know, I actually thought Kansas City was warmer. I didn't think, I thought it was like
it's southern.
I thought it was more of like central. Humid, like, you know, like they didn't get winter. Like
maybe
that.
They're like us. I think they're like us, where like Tri-Cities, where we live, is considered desert. I think we're like technically steppe.
Well, I always just pictured it was more of a not warm climate, but they didn't get like snow. And they didn't get that shit. But
if you watch,
but they get a lot of tornadoes.
The movie Casino, great movie Casino. So the Las Vegas guys go back to Kansas City to pay the boss there, mm-hmm. like they give him money for the casino.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like very hot looking.
Yeah.
And anytime I've ever seen it. But it's summertime. I think
barbecues.
They're like us. Yeah, barbecues. You know, they don't talk like this.
Yeah, I don't think of fucking snow and just the frigid most cold.
Like, can you imagine like Minnesota or something playing up there all the time?
Well, so the Buffalo Bills and the Steelers game got postponed until Monday.
Because of the storm.
Because of snow. They're actually hiring people to come and shovel the snow out of the stadium for like $20 an hour, something like that.
Because you get to hang out on the field and shovel snow.
Yeah, they get people to do it though.
I'll bet. Well, but how many people just want to be on the field?
Oh, that'd be sick.
You know, like, for free.
I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't do it, but it would be cool.
Right.
I'd be like,
They've got to have fake turf on that stadium, right? Like,
I would think.
If it gets that cold, how would you keep it?
But it looked like I seen a video of that area.
Yeah.
Bro, no. It looks terrible.
Yeah.
No. Snow's probably like 30 feet
deep.
Well,
it's so bad. People that want to be president were like, I don't think we're gonna do our event tonight. Like, seriously, Nikki Haley and that, like, everybody was like, yeah, we'll do televised.
Well, it's pretty bad.
It's awful.
They're like telling people don't go driving and shit.
Right.
I would love to get like 10 feet of snow. Just once.
Yeah, just but the then scene. You have to like get so it off your roof. It's God. Too heavy on your house.
No, so for my roof, though, it'd be heated, so it wouldn't happen.
Gotcha. But in my imagination.
Around everything, 10 feet.
Can you imagine that, though? I remember my grandma saying that when she was a kid one time, and maybe I'm making this up, but I thought she said
that. Grandma's a liar.
She's a lying. No, she's a wonderful woman. She's God rest her soul. But she had said that, like, the snow was so high wherever she lived that, like, it was like like a hallway that she had to walk through. Like, there was one strip that was shoveled out.
Oh, shit.
It was so tall that she was like between walls.
I could believe that though, because where was she from?
When she was real young, Montana.
Oh, I could see
so
that.
Yeah, right.
I can't really see that here, but like Montana for sure.
Yeah, I think her whole family was from Montana. She had a rough life. She was born in the Depression.
Oh, nice.
1929.
Good year.
She was born. Great
year to be born.
And so she ended up in an orphanage. She lived in an orphanage like her whole childhood. And then kept every time she went home to like for a visit or whatever, because apparently that was a thing. They had new kids.
Like, you know,
great.
It's crazy. I think kids nowadays kind of changing not subjects, but like the tone. But I think kids nowadays don't. I think I don't know how to say it, but I don't think they're as strong as like even my generation or generations prior are.
Because, those folks that came in like the early,
you know,
century,
they get the sniffles and now our kids want to stay home from school and they want to do this. And it's like, no, I actually told one of my daughters, like, cause she's like, oh, I'm staying home. I don't feel good. I'm going to stay home. Oh, I was like, no, you're not. She's like, no, but I am. Mm-hmm. You know, there was this arguing going back and forth. She didn't stay home, but I was just like, man, I don't think you would have survived back in my day. Cause like, you know, you're sick, you just go, you know, like deal with it. Like, listen, I don't think kids
COVID wasn't a thing until like 3 years ago.
Well, I just don't think kids can deal with the things.
No,
like they're more entitled. There's a more entitled feeling. I think the world's a little different. They're a little weaker.
Joke is like, we're all on antidepressants or anti-anxiety. We're all like, yeah, none of us can really handle anything anymore, I guess.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's probably less alcoholism overall.
Probably.
A lot of people back in the old days, they just drank themselves to death. Well,
yeah. And I think that's part of the reason, too, is I think back in the day, things were different because in the sense that it's like,
shut up.
They're able to. Like now, you know, you got mental health. You got things we're trying to make awareness to, which is awesome. Yeah.
Which is great. It's good.
But yeah, back in the day, it's like you're fucked. But no, I don't think the kids today are as tough as either I was as a kid or even prior to me.
But imagine any of us having to live through the Depression and then World War II.
Easy.
Could we hold my beer? Can you imagine, though, any of us in our culture today surviving either of those two things?
Not really.
We couldn't even hold it together for 6 months of COVID.
Well, the recession was like in 2008 and all that. That was tough for people.
And that was bad.
And that's bad.
That was bad. I couldn't get a job. It sucked.
I think I was working.
I applied to Target. I graduated right when that stuff hit from college with a degree and no real work experience. I had like college work experience.
Yeah.
They didn't count that for anything.
They never do.
Target didn't call me back. I was like, well, I did work 2 days at a gas station. Like, I think I'd rather be jobless.
Yeah. I applied at Sears when I was younger. Yeah. So my very actually first job I ever applied for was at a Doubletree Hotel.
Oh, wow.
Right. It was in Tequila, right by the mall. Uh-huh. It was this nice looking hotel.
Nice.
It was weird because inside, when you go inside this Doubletree, they have like trees and there's actual tree
there's
there.
Two trees
there's a hammock in between them but no it looks almost like a motel feel
because
they're all
inside
out. Inside but, looks
yeah it's yeah, like yeah, the yeah, one yeah. here in Pasco yeah, yeah.
it's kind of like that
right
but I applied at that job and I one of the most professional applications I ever filled out, and this is before, you know, obviously computers and shit, so I used this typewriter right. And I typed up my application. Didn't get a fucking call back. Right. I was so pissed. Kids that I knew got jobs there. And I'm like, fuck you, kids.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And I thought my last name at the time would have helped. But no, that Smith. Didn't help. Yeah. And then the job I always wanted.
This guy doesn't seem right. Joseph Smith.
I always wanted to work at Sears. Don't ask me why. But I wanted to work at Sears. And I applied.
You felt like there was a real future there.
Yeah, I really did. I thought my life was going somewhere. Lo and behold, if they would have hired me, they wouldn't have went bankrupt, but whatever.
Yeah, true. See, Sears, you fucked up you like fucked 20, up. 30 years ago.
You know, could have had a CEO right here.
Yeah.
But I never could ever get a job there. Mm. And so, you know, boom, Arby's came around.
Right.
We had the meats.
See, I ended up Thank going you. To the school district. My mom had an in there. She worked there as a secretary. So I ended up getting a job as a para, so or like a sub para. Yeah, so I was in the sub pool, so they call me to different buildings every day, and then I got a para job, then went to school again for it, and now I'm a teacher.
And I think kids today, it's like for jobs, they're just kind of more picky about what they want. Like before, when I was like, I'm going off of my experience, so obviously everyone's experience is going to be different, but like me, I mean, there was jobs I'd wanted, but I fucking applied at anything.
Yeah.
I didn't give a fuck where I worked. As long as I was working, I wasn't dealing with whatever was going on in my life at that time. As long as I could work, I would work. It didn't matter what I did. You know, I've done janitor, fucking fast food, telemarketing, 2 days of trying to sell fucking prints, like Rembrandts and Monet, you know, stupid shit like that.
It's awful.
Wait, is Monet a painter?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, to like Safeways
Monet
and
is how you pronounce
Monet.
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Monet. Monet. That's the ones who make the sinks and shit, right? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Moen, right? And then Moen.
And Delta, I think.
Delta.
Is another painter.
Yeah, yeah. Cola.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Kids today, I don't know.
I think they're coddled they have, by us. I think as parents,
we tend to protect our kids
for too long, and then they don't have, you know, understandably, and I've kind of been there with like depression and stuff where you get really into yourself and it's very hard to put yourself out there and handle rejection
Do you think kids, it's harder for kids these days?
It's harder in the sense of, I think they don't have a real world that they have to live in. And
you think like social media and that shit kind of ruin that, like gave them a false perception of what reality is. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, truly, like, yeah, I get what you're saying, because it's like all they see is amazing stuff. They don't see reality.
They don't see like the struggle. But like also, a lot of these YouTubers,
they don't have to deal. Like, how many kids are antisocial?
So many.
And they don't have to deal with other people. So then how do we expect them then suddenly at 18 to know how to put themselves out there and deal with other
people? So like that's kind of my worry, because Elena, she's 14 and she's not the most social kid.
Right.
She's, you know, by 18, she's going to have to be social. But it is that scenario.
Both of my kids are going to have to work in some kind of IT. They're going to have to be programmers or something where they're just weird and sit by themselves. And
Elena wants
to be a game designer. I'm like, that is perfect for you. We need to figure out everything you need to have to become a game designer, because that is right up your alley, buddy.
I'm not exactly sure what Elena wants to do. She's not sure.
She wants to be a scientist.
She wants to do digital art. I think she said something like that.
Yeah.
What she would be great at.
Yeah.
I think whatever the kids decide to do, they'll be great at.
She should become like a graphic artist, because you can get hired for a lot of different stuff, you know, through that.
Watch her become like a politician. She's super like into the public eye. And like, whoa.
Shaking hands and telling corny jokes.
Kissing babies.
Yeah.
Mm.
Getting into sexual scandals and things.
Like, what the hell?
Damn it, kid.
I didn't raise you this way. I hate politics. I'm the least political. I'm so dumb. I'm such an idiot when it comes to like the world. I have my world, right?
Yeah.
I don't look to see what's going on outside of my world. I gotcha. You know,
I've cut back quite
a bit. I don't look at the news. I don't know what's going on. Like, people were talking about these Stanley Cups, and I'm like, what the fuck is a Stanley Cup? And then I see it, and I'm like, okay, honestly, I had no idea what the big deal was with these cups. They're just drinking tumblers. The big issue was Starbucks and Stanley teamed up and made this cup that's like, I think it was like a limited edition kind of thing. And so people, you know how people are.
So sometimes. You said Stanley Cup. I was thinking a sports thing.
Well, hey,
it's like, you know,
surprisingly, what that is, but yeah, no. I didn't know what it was either. I mean, that's how I look at it.
So I just heard from Blanca or no, at work, people were talking about it. I don't give a shit.
I seen someone post something and then
she had a problem with it?
No. This girl posts this video like on Facebook. She's at work and she's just scans, and it's all these water bottles. They're Stanley water bottles. And I'm thinking, God, girls love their water jugs, right? My wife has 1,000 water containers. She just bought another one, actually. And so that's all I thought. And then I seen something later on. I was like, oh, that's what it's for. But that's how dumb I am, is I don't pay attention to anything.
Well, that's not really
my
smart
sports. News. That's...
In
today's news,
Stanley has released a new cup.
World War III is on brink, but Stanley
is
going to change that. But no, I seen the cup and I was like, I've seen those cups before. It's like, what's the big...
Listen to NPR News on the radio. That's as much as I care about. I want to hear
Bob and Tom.
In the morning I listen to Bob and Tom. In the afternoon I listen to the news just to get a snippet of what's going on in the world. That's it. I didn't know Japan had an earthquake.
Yeah, which I just seen. I guess it moved a coastline over there in Japan.
Oh.
The earthquake was able to, like, it shows this above view of it. I didn't read into it. I just was like, oh, an earthquake. But I was just like, but it was in Japan. But I was just thinking it was like an old, it was like from years ago or something.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was recent. Another Fukushima?
But
scare or what?
I don't know. I just heard words.
Yeah, no, I didn't look Japan into it. Earthquake. I just seen the picture and I'm like, I couldn't tell the difference.
There was a time I watched way too much news. But then you get too into it. And then there's a point where you get too into it and it's not good.
Well, I think it is unhealthy, to be honest.
You just gotta back off, because you start forming opinions and then you get mad about those opinions.
My thing with news is, obviously everything's reported, it's, you know, mostly negative that you hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then when it's political, like I don't know which ones. I already know how I feel about certain things, so I just go off of that. I don't go off of, well, you know, so and so believes this, but how do we know that's not true, or how it should be, or we don't know. Like, we can just go based off of how we think it should be.
Yeah.
So politics, I'm like, I can't even pay attention because they're going to do what they're going to do. Well, regardless. That's the thing.
Like, I know too much about that kind of shit.
Damn.
Of how much I used to
watch. I know
watch.
Too much.
I don't
about
mean
everything.
It like I actually know. I just mean like I know what I think enough that I watch it, I just am going to shit on certain people and like other people. So I already know it's not going to change my mind.
What's that? What's that lady's name? AOC?
Yeah.
AOC. I don't know what the fuck she stands for. I think she's hot. That's
she's,
about it.
She's pretty.
I don't think she's actually, I don't, I wouldn't say hot. Hot's a different.
Sure.
She's pretty.
She's like, intellectual pretty. Although, no, I don't know how smart she is, but.
She wears glasses. Mean, she's smart.
Any wait, people in Congress, I just don't know how smart in general they are, but.
They're probably not.
No, I'm.
They're scholars. They're Harvard grads, every single one of them.
A lot of them used to be. Now it's like you either have that or crazy. It's but
yeah, I watched this movie called Dead Bird. No, I'm just kidding.
With the weird kids. No. Anyway, yeah, don't watch the news. Stay happy.
Yeah. No, the news, I feel like, even when I was younger, I always felt like it was depressing.
It's nonsense.
And then like, I already lived this depressed life growing up.
I get why we don't just do happy shit, because my mom and dad used to, my mom, not my really my dad, but my mom used to watch, like, I think it's ABC's morning stuff.
Yeah.
And it's all, like, happy-based. And anytime they cover Hollywood like it's news, it just pisses me off. Like, oh, it makes me more angry when they do fun happy stuff than when they just cover depressing stuff. So I'm part of the problem. I want to hear the depressing stuff. That's news. Happy shit is not news.
There's certain news that I wouldn't mind hearing, but then there's other news where it's like, come on, man, is this fucking news for reals? Like, well, I don't need to know this. I don't care what's happening,
right?
You know,
oh, one thing in news, Joe Coy got in trouble for making a joke about how NFL covers Taylor Swift.
He got in trouble for that?
No. Yes. Swifties were ready to cancel him over it. And like, he wasn't making fun of Taylor Swift. He was making fun of the NFL, which is, I mean, obviously.
He's making fun of the fact that it was like, so, you
know. Come on. I didn't give a shit. I was getting real tired of that. Like, NFL is for football, not for freaking celebrity gossip. Like,
yeah, because his joke was like, basically, you know, there's been more footage of that than there is of the Golden Globes.
Right,
you know,
like, right. Taylor Swift was featured more on the NFL than on the Golden Globes.
Did you see the picture? Did you see her reaction to it?
Who gives a shit?
No, it was funny. She just drank or ate whatever she.
I mean, she had a glass of. Yeah, who cares?
Like his whole. He even said, like, because he hosted.
Yeah.
It went, like, he would just get crickets, you know?
Right.
And he was like, hosting's way harder than,
I gotta say, than though, doing jokes. If you're going to cancel him over the fact that he didn't probably handle it the best. Because there were moments like he kind of yelled out, like, you're laughing at my jokes. The ones you're not laughing at, I didn't write. Some of that stuff, I'm like, okay, as a comedian, just take it. Take the loss and move on. Because I like Joe Coy. I've seen Joe Coy.
Yeah, he's funny, I think he did in a funny way,
though.
But he
does a lot of race jokes. You know what I mean?
He's
like,
funny.
You can't do that at the Golden Globes. Ricky Gervais nailed it at the Golden Globes. He just shit on everybody. And it's like, yeah, I don't give a shit. Like, it was great.
Even Jim Gaffigan made a joke, I think. I don't know if it was this Golden Globes, but I seen one where he talks about, he says something about there's like all these pedophiles in here. It like pretty much alluded to that. And I was like,
well, look at the list of all the people from Epstein. I mean, like,
hey, Stephen Hawking was on that list.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. That's crazy.
That guy.
I didn't know that until I seen like a little video, and then I started seeing other things. It's like, look, Stephen Hawking.
Could you imagine?
He's going to Epstein's Island, and it's a Simpsons thing, and it shows this guy in a wheelchair take off in his helicopter becomes a helicopter, and then he grabs Lisa.
God.
And then the video ends. I'm like, oh, that's my God, funny. That's terrible.
Can you imagine, like, walking past his room on that island, and it's here, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Dude, the Bad Friends, they do a funny skit. Yeah. I'll have to show you afterwards, but it's pretty funny, because Andrew Santino, he does a really good impression. Like, his robot impression, like, the way he talked was pretty spot on. Yeah, it was pretty spot on.
I mean, what a shitty thing, though. Let's say that Stephen Hawking just went to the island and didn't know any of this shit. I mean, let's say
the smartest man in the world didn't know.
Yeah, that's true. Can he claim ignorance?
Well, you know what, though? Sometimes people who are really fucking smart
are really stupid.
Yeah, because I won't ever claim I'm a book smart person, but I think I'm more street smart in a sense, you know? Right. And even then,
claim people like Leonardo DiCaprio, and like, he doesn't help himself with dating so many young people.
And he's always, that's always been his thing. So,
right.
Everyone's so known.
You know, I'm not saying anything.
But then again, like, I don't know. It's, if you're on that island, like, everyone just assumes you know what's going on. What if you're really there and you don't know what the fuck's going on?
What if he was smart enough to know, like, I'm not going to have the kids out when, like, other famous people are here.
So
they're chilling.
So you have friends outside of here, you know?
Right.
And it's not like you know their lives.
Right.
Like, I would if I found out, like, my buddy Nick, for example, was this serial killer, right?
Yeah.
I would be shocked. Like,
you'd be like, what?
People would be like, you knew. I hate when people think that. Like, you knew. You knew.
It's you had to know something.
Yeah, no, honestly, I didn't.
Yeah.
Except for that one time he held that knife to my throat.
Yeah, that one time I woke up with handcuffs on.
That one time with that butt plug in. Yeah, what was going on there? That was a different party. Sorry.
That was weird, but.
But exciting, kind of. I can see why girls like those fantasies.
No, I mean, it's true. I mean, you would think that through the grapevine, you might, like, there'd be one point where Epstein was like, hey, and then the person reacted wrong. It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, and like, somebody would be like, hey, I was on the island.
How do you do that, though? Like, I don't know. I'll never be able to wrap my head around, like,
I do not know.
People's thought processes of, like, especially with, like, kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's different when you're like, hey, look at this girl. She's kind of cute, or she, you know, she has some big titties, or, you know, whatever. That's different when it's
normal,
like,
stuff.
Yeah, like, normal. Like, but when it's, like, how do you, like, what in your right mind is like, I got this crazy thing. So I got these kids back here. And it's like, okay. Like, what Hollywood person's like,
well, how do you even, like, bridge the right? Like, what signals do you look for where you're like, oh, this guy.
Why? I don't know.
Yeah.
You got it. I know Hollywood's a sick place a lot of times. And they get
listen to Cat Williams. I only know this because of my wife. I don't listen to
So I listened shit, to, I didn't watch the interview, and he does shit on a lot of people.
But
the kind of thing. I'm sure a lot of stuff he spoke was truth, but also there's a lot of stuff where it's like,
Cat Williams,
why are you hating on everyone?
Cat Williams has done that before. Just shit on a bunch of people.
And I get where he's coming from with, like, people stealing jokes.
Right.
But then there's stuff like, what's the point of saying that? Like, who cares if Steve Harvey had fake hair? Who cares?
Well,
like, he felt good about himself with that fake hair.
Everybody else. And it does, you know, it is kind of a bad look. Because he got into it with Kevin Hart, didn't he?
Yeah, him and Kevin Hart don't get along.
So
they still don't.
I just think there's a point where it's like, you're the person causing the problem. If you're mad at everybody else and everyone else is doing fine.
Well, you know, I got offered. Okay, that's great. You got offered these movies. You didn't want to do
them. But you turn them down because you didn't want to take it in the butt, which you're saying everybody
which
else
I get,
did.
And I think, yeah.
But that's his implications that everyone else basically allowed gay sex on their body.
Well, yeah, and he's saying that, and just like, it's all money, and it is money,
but they're willing to play the game. I mean, I'm not saying that they should have sex for it, but I'm saying, like,
if they're willing to lower their standards,
say something. I did always find it weird that black comedians were always dressing like women. Like, if you think about the amount of times movies have been based around them pretending to be a woman,
I get that,
that's probably, I don't blame him for not lowering to that standard.
Some of the stuff he said, I can see, and I wasn't like mad at what he said. I just think there comes a point where it's more of a, I don't know, you coming at from it sounds more hate,
like jealousy. That's what I mean. I should be richer and I should be more successful.
But he's actually really well off. He has his own company.
And he's funny. Like, I've watched.
He has his own comedy. He, like, pays the tours. He there's things he does that people don't know about.
Sure.
That I am preview to, but that
he told me about.
I get where he's coming from, but sometimes I feel like some of it can be more. It's old news, and so who cares?
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. You know, it's
well, you're not going to take Steve Harvey away from me. I love the guy from Family Feud. So you know what? He's a funny guy, standalone. Maybe he stole some jokes,
but not even. I don't know. I think every comedian will steal some jokes here and there. It's when you steal it word for word, or like everything.
Well, he apparently stole that story about his dad making him something or other. Oh, man. Got to screw that cap back on. Something.
Static. That's
shit.
Weird.
This is the beginning of the Sopranos theme song.
Hey. Is it?
Crap. I think it starts with him.
Yeah. I'll just hold it. Hold me, girl, close. I don't know. Sometimes it's hate. I don't know. But what he said, there was a lot of stuff he said is true. And it was cool because it was just a conversation he was having with Shannon Sharp.
Right. So,
but who cares?
Anyway, I don't care. Really. At the end of the day.
So I do have a question of the week. I will be going to Oregon this week again. Mm. So I'll be leaving tonight. Mm-hmm. At some time, hopefully the roads I've been tracking,
maybe go earlier in the day.
It looks like they're gonna be fine. There's no rain or anything in the forecast.
Good.
Last night it snowed a little bit.
Yes.
Not as long as I like. I love the snow.
It is fun to watch the snow come down, especially when you don't have to do anything.
Something pure about just looking out and everything's just kind of
when there's just a little
everything's
breeze
white
flowing. Yeah,
fuck that. What about the brown snow? I want some fucking
well,
oh, don't eat the brown
closer
snow
to like some kind of factory and I'm sure you'll get it.
So. Move to LA.
Yeah.
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 But let me see. I'm looking for a question. I have two questions. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just do this one. So is there something in your daily routine that you'd probably be better off? Like if you have like this, you know, typical routine, like for me, every night I have to clean the kitchen and I do, there's certain routines I do. And there's some routines that are healthier than others, I'm sure.
Sure.
You know, some people every day they need to, you know, shoot up some heroin or something.
Right.
You know, is there anything in your day that where you're like, you know, I could probably cut that out. I probably don't need to do that or I don't need to do this. I can replace it with something else. I think mine would be, God, it'd be hard. I love video games. Mm. I play them pretty much a daily thing. Like,
is that a bad thing, though?
No, that's my wind down. But Alicia brought up a point because we're looking. We went to Goodwill, similar to you and Blanca's date. You guys went to Target. We went to Goodwill and looking at books. And I see books and I seen like a parenting book. And I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, it had a really good tips. So I was reading through it. And I was like, I should get this. But then I'm like, I'm not going to read. I don't read. And she goes, you rather play games than read. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, you're right.
Why is that bad?
It's not bad, but I should, as a healthy habit, reading's probably a little healthier than playing a video game. But my wind down is video games.
I think that's, as a teacher, look, I'm not shitting on reading. I think reading's important.
Reading's stupid.
But as adults, we read all the time. And
we read emails, we do read
all the time. If that's not your style of entertainment.
No, it's definitely not.
That's not.
But I think to better myself or, you know, get a little more knowledgeable of certain things.
You read smut different books. You read sex books.
That's
like,
what,
like most females read.
I know.
Sexual
novels. There's a bookmark we've seen that says, I don't watch porn. I read it like a fucking lady.
No, but I mean,
it's
like,
so great.
You can't really. I mean, we're not talking classical literature here or something that's like really.
But reading in general, you know, it's good to learn.
It's not bad, but you can learn through a lot of different things. If video games makes you a better person, if it lets you calm down, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, but do you think there is a thing in your routines in your day?
Yeah, shooting heroin.
I masturbate constantly. You know,
maybe I should cut back on the masturbation.
Is there stuff that's an unhealthy habit that you do that you probably shouldn't be? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like for sure. I mean, like, you know, I could say.
I don't know. You can say anything's unhealthy, I guess.
Yeah, it's within limits. I think if I really thought about it, I'm sure there's tons of stuff that I should cut out of my day. I've never read one of those books that's like super highly.
I guess another question is, do you do something? Is your daily routine just, is it, you know, like I said, a routine? Or is there, you know, could you switch that up? So, you know what I mean?
I will say something,
you know,
that was a routine that I did recently switch up. So we talked recently about alcohol, and you've like cut it out completely.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was kind of falling back into around holidays, like probably fall leading into the holidays, like back to drinking a drink a night.
Yeah.
Not a bad thing. Not like horrible. But it was like just one of those things. It was becoming habitual. Every night at a certain time, I got the glass. Sometimes I'd have two or three.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those things. Like I asked myself, nah. So I'm kind of back to what you do. I started making tea at night.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Still drinking something, but it's a little bit of a healthier choice. So it's like, you know, switching out one thing for another thing.
So my advice would be I smoke weed, right? I dabble in the marijuana. Sure. So that's probably something I shouldn't probably do at all. Like, and there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not, obviously, I'm pro it. Uh-huh. But that's one of those things where I shouldn't be doing it. Like, usually before podcasts, I'll smoke a little bit or do something. Today was not one of those days. But normally, you know, that's probably something in my routine I should probably.
Gotcha.
You know,
so what you're saying is you're high every time we do a podcast.
Not every time. No, usually when I first come here, I'm a little bit, but during the podcast, it kind of starts wearing off.
Yeah.
It weeds off. Look at this guy. Hey,
you know, a magical word user.
What's
something? Yeah. Did you write something else?
I did. Oh, this one. I was like, what the fuck did I write? I have terrible writing.
Maybe you should work on your handwriting. Remember?
Look at that.
Routine change.
I know. No, no. Into my drawings.
No, that's
electrical drawings. That's a
schematic.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Schematics.
Of your house.
Coming soon, I did create a video that's a little different than Just Weird Blended. It's me hooking up my PlayStation.
There you go.
Switching out something stupid. I was trying to do something
different. Coming directly from Just Weirdly Blended.
And then I'm like, I'm wearing a V-neck, and I hate V-necks. The only reason I wear them is because I bought these shirts for an undershirt.
Oh.
And I didn't realize they were V-necks. I just bought them, right?
Yeah.
And then I see that they're V-necks. I'm like, fuck. You know, I got hair on my chest, so I don't like to, I'm not fucking 70s porn star.
Yeah.
But in the video, I'm like wearing a different hoodie and it's coming out. And I was like, oh shit, my chest hair is all showing. I'm like, I say during the video,
so you are a 70s porn star.
That you like what you see, ladies.
Is this our move?
That's what I do to Alicia. Together. Like, you like that? It works for me when she does it. Man. But why?
Well,
so I grab my balls and I'll do that. You like what you see?
Push them together.
I did that. Do you ever do that move? Have you ever like I
squeeze
I
was, this my balls?
No, not really. This morning I like stood in front of Alicia when I'm changing and I
never.
I did that.
Never.
She starts laughing. She goes, "Oh, you're so..."
Never dumb. Have I ever.
Like,
look like a little kid. Stupid smile on your face.
I did. I do shit like that. Before I wake, you better get some of this.
You want it? It's leaving. Come on.
How sexy is it? You're man with this little gut. I will say, quit drinking, though. I noticed, even though my weight's been the same, I noticed my gut went down. I don't know if that's because I think a lot of that actually had to do with me quitting energy drinks. That was another vice I had cut out. That's why I drink tea pretty much every day.
Yeah.
I probably drink, well, tea's water, but I drink tea more than water.
But tea, okay, but tea, especially if you do caffeine free.
Yeah, I have some caffeine.
I'll do caffeine freeze at night.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of water content, and it's really just herbs. I mean,
drink a caffeinated tea during the day. It's like my energy drink. It's called Sweet Positive Energy.
Sure.
But no, the one question was, what's something you do differently than anyone else you know?
You guys get two questions this week.
Yeah.
Something you do differently than anybody else you know? Like what?
I don't know. That's why.
What do I do
different?
That's a really good question. I have no idea.
I don't know what I do. Sometimes I sit down when I pee at night just because it's easier. I'm not going to lie. There's times I'll just sit there and I'm just like, fuck. I'll play on my phone. No, right, night, midnight. No, that's usually what it is.
What do I do differently?
I don't know what I do differently.
I walk around with a fedora and a putter for a cane.
That's and I become a werewolf. So.
Differently.
Yeah, yeah. I did that to the kids last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You became a werewolf.
Yeah. It's like, guys, you make me become a werewolf. You better shut the fuck up.
I can feel it coming.
I didn't tell my kids to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, what do I do differently than anybody else? I mean, we podcast. That's different than anybody else I actually know in my real life.
This is true. I don't know. I think I do things differently than like a lot of my coworkers, the way I work, I guess.
I will say, is it weird that one of the things we've been most consistent with is doing a podcast?
That is
almost kinda every single week. We've missed a few, but for two and a half years.
That's crazy.
No, maybe not 2.5.
We're on episode, 10?
Of season 6. We're on 110 episodes altogether.
What the fuck? That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild, bro.
We're like the Simpsons. We're never going to end.
Never.
You can stop watching. We're going to keep going.
We're going to predict shit, too. Maybe true, may not be.
Excuse me.
But anyway, well, you guys have a good week.
Yeah.
I think.
Hang in there. If you're in a snow-covered place, drive safe.
Yeah, stay warm. Be safe in the streets. Stay warm, be safe.
Oh, hey, if you're a local area... If you do the energy share thing and you can put extra on your bill to help somebody that doesn't have the funds for energy, maybe do that this winter.
I've tried doing that and it's weird. Like I tried doing
that. I've never personally done it, but I think it'd be a good thing to do.
I've done the roundup like for the on the smart hub.
Yeah. So like a lot of utility companies do it. You know, it's very cold, real big cold snap coming. So for those of us that are struggling for energy security, maybe help them out. Maybe throw some money their way.
I think so.
You know, help somebody in need. We don't want anybody to freeze out there. So
I know I work in Toppenish and there's a pretty good size of like natives that are like homeless over there. Yeah. I don't know if they're transients, like just passing through sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But me and my buddy went to Safeway and We're going to walk in this door, and this guy, I don't know if he's trying to do like pills or what he's doing, but you can see he's like moaning and making noise and stuff. And I'm like, oh man, that's like, it was sad to see. And then I was like in the truck with Nick, and I'm looking around. I just see all these homeless people. Yeah. And it's was it Friday? It was like
very cold,
12 degrees or something.
At a high at most. I mean, yesterday I think we got up to 7.
Yeah, dude, it was like freezing. Today's going to be, I think, 15, something like that. It's going to get warming up. Yeah. But anyway, you guys have a good week.
Anyway, take care of yourselves. We will see you next time.
Boom, boom. I was here the first. I forget we changed it. Hey, I'm the guy from Reading Rainbow.